Good morning. How you guys?
Good. Last day of February. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I know. Last day. It's been a pretty mellow winter, so it's been good.
Hey, Dan, you might have seen that case over the weekend where a former hockey player is accused of punching a teenage player during a hockey game. So generally, how do you handle injury cases when an assault is involved?
Well, those cases are difficult as far as trying to get compensation because intentional acts are not something that are usually covered by insurance. So it makes it very difficult if your only claim is against the person that's doing the assault. However, if you have a situation where, you know, sometimes it involves a bar where a company that employs, say, a bouncer has prior knowledge that this guy takes a little liberty with people once in a while and has had a history of doing things, yet you continue to employ that person, then as an employer, maybe you're on the hook, so you might have another alternative in that respect. So I don't know if this hockey coach had a history of this kind of thing or not, but, you know, that would be your only avenue. And, of course, I don't know. I saw the video, and it doesn't look like that person was hurt that bad anyway. But, you know, if in chance they are, you really got to kind of search and get involved early to find out if there's other people that may be responsible for what happened.
How do you set the monetary? Where do you start? I mean, if there's going to be a civil suit, where do you start?
Well, again, it's a case by case basis, Clay. Like you don't automatically pin a number on a case when you first get it because a lot of things could happen. You know, we have some cases that we think aren't going to be of great value, and then all of a sudden somebody continues to have worsening problems, say with a neck, and next thing you know they're needing surgery, and if the surgery isn't that successful, you know, what starts out as a very small claim turns into maybe a seven-figure case because of lost income and things of that nature.